T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So, these two guys from Ukraine had lunch with Rudy Giuliani yesterday. U.S. citizens now from Ukraine. And then later on, they get arrested at Dulles Airport with one-way international tickets. They are charged with conspiring to illegally funnel foreign money to U.S. politicians in order to buy political influence. And so these two guys are named Igor Fruman and Lev Parnas. And, of course, they were tied to Rudy Giuliani. Now, make no mistake, Giuliani is not mentioned in the indictment. He is not mentioned in the indictment. So we want to dig into this a little more now. Let's bring in ABC News' Aaron Katursky. Aaron, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. Rudy Giuliani is not mentioned in the indictment, and he declined to comment when asked about his two associates and his two clients, really, who were charged in a campaign finance scheme. The two men were arrested as they were about to board a flight out of Washington for a one-way flight to Vienna. Rudy Giuliani was scheduled to travel there later this week, and he had had lunch with the two men before their arrests. It's not a great can't be a comfortable place for Giuliani to be. But the two men who are the subject of this, Igor Fruman and Lev Parnas, allegedly tried to steer foreign money into the American election system and did it at the behest of a Ukrainian government official to try to influence American policy in Ukraine.
Do we know about their relationship with Giuliani?
Oh, well, Giuliani repeatedly turned to Fruman and his partner Lev Parnas when trying to dig up dirt on the Bidens in Ukraine, and was the trio kind of operated together in that effort. And then officially, I think Fruman and Parnas hired Giuliani as their lawyer to deal with some business matters down in Florida. So it was a relationship perhaps of convenience, but also one that sought money, dirt, and influence.
We're talking to Aaron Katursky from ABC News, senior investigative reporter. Aaron, as far as we know, these charges are not connected to the Ukraine stuff going on right now that led to the impeachment inquiry, right?
No, I mean, not directly. But the allegation is that they steered $325,000 to a pro-Trump super PAC and to a separate donation to Congressman Pete Sessions, hoping to get the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine fired, and that is in a way related to some of the matters before House impeachment investigators. In fact, Parnas and Fruman, we're told, were going to be at least asked for documents, if not for testimony, and there they were getting on a one-way flight off out of the country.
President Trump yesterday went out of his way to distance himself from those two guys and from Giuliani a little bit.
Yeah, didn't you notice that? I thought that was interesting, too. He said, look, yes, I'm in a photo with these guys, but I take pictures with everybody. So he said he didn't know the two, didn't know about their fundraising efforts on behalf of his super PAC. But he also, when asked about the connection to Giuliani and Giuliani's activities, he simply said, you'll have to ask Rudy. Privately, we're told that the White House is concerned about what this may mean for Giuliani. You could easily imagine a scenario where one or two of these guys flips and says something to implicate Rudy Giuliani, and he could easily find himself under indictment.
And, before we let you go, the ambassador that Pete Sessions was trying to get fired, that was Marie Yovanovitch, right? The one who's supposed to be testifying this morning?
That's right. And she's due to testify. There's, in fact, a good deal of consternation at the State Department about the failure to protect her from some of this. And we know that a senior aide to Secretary of State Pompeo just resigned. He was sort of Pompeo's emissary to the Foreign Service. And part of the reason for his resignation, we're told, is because of the failure to protect her and inoculate her from some of the politics.
Okay, Aaron, thanks for the insight. Have a great weekend. We'll see you.
You too.
ABC News correspondent Aaron Katursky.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.